Hello, solo moms. Happy Tuesday. Guess what? Today is my birthday. And so I am excited to wake up another morning and I'm healthy and strong and I can get out of bed on my own. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for a new day, a new year. So to help me celebrate my birthday, I am going to give away two chapters from my new book, Courage to Believe, 21-Day Christian Devotional for Single Moms. And guess which 2 days I'm giving away? Day 2 and day 4, because today is the 24th. So if you want to get day 2, is on fear. So if you want to learn how to overcome your fears, and day 4 is about insecurity. And to learn how to overcome insecurity with love, hit the link below and grab the 2 free days of Courage to Believe. It's about 10 or 12 pages. I'll probably snuck another freebie in there somewhere. So go ahead and grab that. Now, today, what I want to talk about is 3 or 4 tips on how to do daily devotion. Because, you know, I've struggled for years. When I was raising my kids when they're younger, it was kind of difficult to pray and have devotion. You know those times when you're so busy that when at the end of the day, you just kind of fall flat on your face. And if you want to pray, you start to pray. It has happened to me where I started to pray and I just fall asleep on my knees. I'm just going to say it. I fall asleep. And sometimes I find myself saying rubbish because, well, I'm tired, right? And imagine God laughing at me. But anyway, here are 3 tiny habits that build faith when you're too exhausted for family devotions. So when you're juggling a packed schedule, it doesn't mean that you and your family's spiritual life has to take a back seat. We know that as busy parents, we need quick wins. Like, we need resources that can help us work and operate within our lives in our real life, right? To build a strong spiritual life takes consistency, consistent prayer and devotion so that you can strengthen your relationship with God. But taking advantage of these little pockets of time can give you some relief and help you to find peace in the midst of the chaos. When your responsibility threatens your God and me time, try these tips. And as Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, it reminds us that faith isn't just for Sunday mornings. It happens in the margin of our day. And it goes like this. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. And that's in the New International Version, NIV, Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Here are my 3 simple stress-free strategies to seamlessly weave tiny habits that build faith into the margins of your day. They'll help you to build a lasting spiritual rhythm in your home without adding to your to-do list. Best of all, it will keep your kids seamlessly integrated into your prayer life through everyday interactions. Number 1 is the 5-minute spiritual check-in. Maybe you're at the dinner table or you're driving your kids somewhere to the store, dropping them off at the school activity. You could probably ask them a question like, where do you see God's goodness today? Or ask them, what are your thoughts today about God? Or is there anything you want us to pray about together? These questions can have your child thinking about God and about their relationship with God and their space in God's kingdom. And the immediate value for this is that it creates a safe space for open communication and strengthen the parent-child connection while you have these consistent daily touch points. So you see your child every day and you have these interactions, but they can seem frenzied. But in the middle of whatever it is you're doing, your daily chores, your daily interaction with your child, you can ask, you can take a minute to ask these questions or to help your child, pray with your child, or ask them what they would like to pray about. And that will help them to feel connected, not just to you, but to God as well. And my tip number two is the scripture-based conflict language. Instead of yelling, stop fighting when they're fighting, equip your kids with a shared scripture-based vocabulary for resolving disputes. Pick one or two short verses to serve as family rules for conflict. Mine, when my young kids were younger, was, that's your brother, so you shouldn't fight. You should love him. But I never knew to intertwine those words with scripture. So try using, let's remember Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Or are we being peacemakers right now? So these scriptures, you know, having a standard scripture for you and your family, you and your children, can help to diffuse these moments when tensions are high. And, you know, because your kids love each other, but, you know, sometimes things get out of hand. And the immediate value is that you de-escalate the sibling tension, and it reduces your stress and turn discipline into an opportunity for discipleship. Number three, bedtime blessing routines. You can end each day with peace rather than chaos. Easier said than done, right? But try this. A bedtime blessing doesn't require preparation work. It's simply a moment to lay a hand on your child and speak a consistent truth over them before they go to sleep. Try speaking something like, may God bless you and keep you, and may you rest knowing that you are completely loved. And the immediate value of this is it signals to your child that the day is over, leading to calmer evenings, less bedtime resistance, and a deep sense of security. And I'd like to add this scripture before I continue, because these things are, they seem insignificant, but you'll be amazed at how much of an impact they can have on you and your family, and especially your children. So the scripture is Zechariah 4 verse 10, and this is taken from the New Living Translation, NLT. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see work begin. So they may be small, and if you're just starting out, it's okay. The Lord rejoices to see this work begin. And I have a bonus one for you, Mom. This is for you, Mom. The 3 a.m. worry drop-off. You know, when you lie awake at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., can't go back to sleep, can't fall asleep. You know, we've all been there. I talk about that in the devotional. I talk about that on this podcast. We're staring at the ceiling. You're replaying your to-do list in your mind, what you got to do, what you should have done, what bills you got to pay, when it needs to be paid. And you can't turn your mind off. When that happens, don't fight your thoughts. Starting the next time this happens, don't fight your thoughts. Just redirect them. So try this. Turn your worry list into a surrender list. For every stressor that pops up in your head, whisper something like, God, I trust you with name whatever it is. And visualize yourself physically casting that heavy box to Jesus and leaving it at his feet. And I use casting because the word casting means to throw with force in Greek. And you're not being asked to just hand over your problems to God. You're being asked to throw it at him because he wants to catch that and keep that. And so the immediate value for this is you break the cycle of anxiety by shifting from panic to prayer and allowing your body to relax back to rest. That's what happened for me. I was wide awake most mornings, 5 out of 7 days a week, or 6 out of 7 days a week, or 7 days a week. I would be wide awake early morning, no matter what time I went to bed. But what happened was that I heard a whisper, come talk to me. And I knew it was God because I had these burdens on me. And that morning, I actually turned over on my knees and prayed. I prayed to him. And every morning I am up at that time, I don't even wait. I don't wait till I'm there worried or thinking. I just do it. I just pray. It has become a natural part of my day. You can only imagine the relief, the answers I've gotten, the peace I've gotten from that practice, from that daily habit. So I hope this helps you today. So the scripture for this bonus point, the 3 a.m. worry drop-off, is 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So I hope this helps and that you can integrate these tiny habits into your devotional life. You aren't just surviving the daily grind when you do. You are intentionally anchoring your family in faith and consequently peace. You are giving God space to lead your life while becoming a guiding light for your children. So today, remember that it doesn't have to be a prayer meeting every time, but in the small daily activities of your family, you can infuse them with God to help diminish the chaos and bring peace to you and your family. Don't forget, because it's my birthday, I'm giving away day 2 and day 4 of Courage to Believe 21-Day Christian Devotional for Single Moms. Go ahead and hit the link below and grab your copy. Grab your free copy. It will help you if you are living in fear to learn how to overcome fear with trust. And day 4 is about insecurity. I didn't even realize that's what it was. Day 2 and day 4 are hand in hand. And the day 4 insecurity will help you overcome insecurity with love. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will grab your free copies, even if you think it's for someone else, that you'll grab those free 2 days and learn what I've learned. Thank you, Solo Mom. Have a blessed week.